Indiana was well on its way to installing electric vehicle chargers along interstate highways using nearly $100 million in federal funds. But the Trump administration put that funding on hold. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports a statewide EV education initiative wants people to know there's still some money available for chargers out there, even if it's not nearly as much.
Volkswagen paid Indiana millions of dollars in a settlement over its air violations. Carl Lissick with Go Electric Vehicle Indiana says though some of that money has already been spent, there's still more than $3.1 million for fast chargers and nearly $170,000 for slower Level 2 chargers. The more chargers there are, the less nervous people feel about buying electric vehicles. Go EV Indiana is hoping to find Hoosiers willing to put charging stations in places like Dale and Martinsville to help fill in the gaps.
It's not the end-all be-all, but we feel with the number of electric charging stations that have been deployed to date, with the addition of maybe some of those electric vehicle deserts, we'll be very strong as a state.
Lissick says Go EV Indiana has been awarded additional funding for EV equipment that it hopes to announce soon. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
Go EV Indiana's final Closing the Gap Tour event will take place in Hammond on Friday at the South Shore Convention and Visitors Authority from noon to 2 p.m.